How do we make buying decisions? Studies have shown that the way that we make decisions is not as logical as we might think. So you might think that you're a very rational person who makes decisions logically. But what science has shown us is different. Studies have shown that your brain has decided what you should pay attention to before you are even consciously aware of it. So we tend to make decisions quickly and even subconsciously. And then after we've made the decision, then we validate it. And buying is no different. How many times have you bought something that you really wanted on impulse and then found yourself justifying it after the fact? Well, I needed it for this reason and it was actually a responsible purchase because of this and I'm thinking ahead or whatever. We all do it. So where does design come into the decision-making process? Let's get right into it. Running a business gives you the freedom to write your own story. Building a brand is kind of similar. Think of it as the key to taking back your narrative. I'm Kate, a strategist, designer, entrepreneur, and the owner of a branding studio. Narratives is a podcast for entrepreneurs who are writing their own stories. This is where building a purposeful brand meets growing a profitable business. Okay, so now we know that we make these gut decisions very quickly. So for brands to influence these buying decisions, they need to act fast. They need to get in there as quick as possible. Visual processing actually takes the brain less effort than cognitive processing. So our brain processes images 60,000 times faster than text. And around 90% of the information transmitted to our brain is visual. So we're very visual beings. And that means that a big, beautiful graphic is going to have a quicker impact than text that you have to read and process. Design is powerful, and it's used to drive buying behaviors at different touch points. Think, for example, about your website design. It's used to convert users into paying customers, or packaging design to draw attention to a product on a retail shelf. And of course, there's brand design, which has the ability to build recognition and to elevate the status of a brand in the eyes of the consumer. Design has emotional impact, and it has the power to make that emotional impact nearly instantly. So take color, for example. Studies have shown that color has a strong psychological and emotional hold on people. When color is transmitted from the eye to the brain releases a hormone that affects your emotions and energy levels. Now, there's a lot of talk about color psychology. You've probably heard it. Green means this, black means that, red means this. And our relationships to colors are very culturally loaded and individualized. So I really don't think that there is a perfect psychology to color, but there's no doubt that we can make powerful impacts with color and design, and the science just points to it. So we tend to think of design in this very creative, right-brained light, but it's important to remember that there's scientific evidence that backs up the power of design in the buying process. The other thing I want you to think about is that design can help us recognize patterns. Because we process visual information so much more efficiently than other kinds of information, we're able to quickly recognize visual patterns. So if you pay attention, you'll see that certain types of products in the same group will stick to certain design standards. Now, they don't all look exactly the same, but they are following some patterns, and those patterns are helpful because whether you recognize them or not, now when you see that product on a shelf, subconsciously you've already figured out what group it fits into. So for example, there's a certain kind of design style that you'd probably expect to see in the tea aisle at the grocery store, and it's probably different from what you'd find in the sports drinks aisle. But this doesn't just stop at the level of groups of products, types of products. Visual cues can also help us quickly identify and recognize the price points of a product. So think about some of the low-cost brands that you might know of right now. So think about those, and then think about some of the premium brands. Design-wise, they're going to look and feel different. And if you really thought about it, you'd probably be able to find some visual patterns that repeat themselves with the low-end brands, and then you'd probably find some other patterns that repeat themselves with the high-end brands. So visual cues are incredibly powerful in that way. So all of the design that you put out there, that your brand puts out there, is going to be a reflection of your company. This is because we respond to visual cues on a pretty subconscious level, and then we make subconscious judgments, and design is not immune to this, right? If a brand has sloppy, inconsistent design, then they're subtly sending the message to their customers that they have sloppy, inconsistent customer service and a sloppy, inconsistent product. Now, this might not be true, but that doesn't matter because your audience has already made this subconscious assumption, so it might as well be true. That's why designers are always talking about consistency, and that's why we go a little bit crazy when you use the wrong brand font. It kills us inside because we know the major impact that it can have on brand perception. And the people who are looking at your services and products might not really identify as people who care about design, but it doesn't matter. They likely don't even realize that they're making these subconscious associations. So there you have it. Design is more than some attractive visuals. It plays a key role in how people perceive not only your company, but also your offering, your products and services. When it comes to driving sales and understanding your customers' buying habits, design is not something you want to overlook. So I'll leave you with this quote by the iconic graphic designer and art director Paul Rand. You may have heard it before, and it's a pretty simple one, but it has a lot of impact, so I like it. Design is the silent ambassador of your brand. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Narratives, the podcast for building a brand you love. For more brand stories and tips, or if you'd like to get in touch, head to narrativesthepodcast.com. You can connect with us on social media at narrativesthepodcast on Instagram. Talk soon.